I say that it's a privilege for me to stand here before you again. And I come not to know anything among you but Christ and Him crucified. And hoping that my coming again to you might be, as it was said by the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, the first chapter and the 26th verse, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. May I have a hymn here. Brother Ed talked to me Saturday a week ago. I prayed, Lord, if this is your will, I want to do what you want me to do. We sought earnestly the Lord for whatever the Lord would have this morning. And I told both Brother Mike and Sister Karen that this was the Lord's service and that the Holy Spirit was the leadership. I had received some instructions from them both by Brother Ed, through him. But we sought the Lord today to have His way, prayerfully. And I'll tell you, like I've told you before and others, that where we go among the saints, we can only give you what the Lord gives us. This morning, as I was waking, after I'd been awake sometimes and went back to sleep, I dreamed I was here in this chapel. And I dreamed we were singing the song number 342. I don't know if it would sound now, if we sung this song, like it sounded to me in my dream this morning, as I was waking in a little subconscious sort, maybe. But I want you to sing it with me, if you will. 342.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail, swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O Thou who changest not, abide with me. I need Thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can for the tempter's power, who like thyself my guide and stay can be. Cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Hills have no way. Tears no bitterness. Where is this sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou
I know of no greater experience in life, no greater way that we can draw strength in life or feel the stability in life that God would have us to feel, and that is to have the abiding presence of the Lord with us, the comfort, the sustaining strength and source that God has for us all. And saints of God, we're going to need that more today than we ever have before. As this song was going over in my mind this morning, I thought, Lord, there's many thoughts in this song. What is it that you have this morning for us? And this verse jumped out to my heart, to my mind. The second verse, but it's the last part of that verse in the second stanza that says this. And I want us to think about this morning. We see a lot of things having come to pass in our day and age. In this last 15 to 20 years. And the portion of this verse, of this song that jumped out into my mind, into my heart, the second verse where it says, change and decay in all around I see. Change and decay in all around I see. I'm thinking and thought as we observe and as we hear and as we see and as we understand some things and situations that are occurring. Lord, we've never seen it in our day as it is now. In our day. There's been a lot of changes down through the years. A lot of things happened and come to pass. But, beloved, we're seeing some transitions. In our culture, in our nation, and in our world today, change and decay in all around I see. Changes in the lifestyles of people, changes in moral stability and standards that we've never seen before. Things that are completely contrary to God's Word. And the pattern that He has set in His Word for His creation, especially His children, Christians, to follow and to live by. And we see those changes that's coming through the spirit of the world. Spirits that are changing, that are getting a hold of people and changing people's lives, their pattern of life, the structure of those lives, the structure of the family life. As we heard in our discussion, in Brother Ed's message Sunday night, or last Sunday night, was it not? And I'm thinking of how rapidly those changes are taking place. And we're seeing them right before us. And they're affecting government. They're affecting people's lives. They're affecting the school situation, the systems. They're affecting everything today. But there's one thing. There's one area of life that those changes and the decay of those changes and the decay of the standards will never affect. And that's God. And His system and His pattern that He has set up for His people to follow today. And God is depending on us today to not change things. And that's the burden of my heart this morning. Don't change. Be constant. Be consistent in the life that God has set before us to live. That Jesus Christ set before us when He was here on earth. Amidst the transitions and the changes that were taking place in His time. Change and decay is all around us. But the Word says, God says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. The wise man Solomon challenged us over in Proverbs. I know time gets away fast. We don't want to hold you too long, but I must expend my burden this morning. For us all. For the young people, for the children, but above all for us as parents and grandparents, that we hold firm, that we be steadfast, that we don't change in any way, not one iota, except in one way. And that's to draw closer to the Lord. That's to increase in the things of God. And to follow closer to the pattern that has been set before us. By the Lord. By the disciples and the apostles and the saints of God down through the time, the ages. And the pattern that's been set before us that we have seen lived by those that's gone on before. That's gone on to the reward. The wise man Solomon said in the 24th chapter of Proverbs, my son, the 21st verse, fear thou the Lord and the King. That's our God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And meddle not with them that are given to change. Meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Their calamity shall rise suddenly. Meddle not with them. Don't follow in those patterns. Or, I'm going to say this today, accept as a pattern of change that people today are following, or maybe allowing as maybe little things along in their life, or accepting as a status quo, because this is the age we're living in, because this is the time that we're in. And we all know that the Word said in the last days, perilous times would come, men would be lovers a pleasure. We go through the list there that Paul spoke of over in Timothy. But I want to say something here today. Changes become apparent when people accept a difference and allow things to become different in their life. Now, on the one hand, we want to always remember that there is a place for change in the Lord and an improvement and a drawing closer to the Lord. And as we seek His will in our life, to walk that way. But there is a change and a pattern that's taking place today that we don't want to have anything to do with. A great change. When people, as the Apostle Paul said over in the 12th chapter of Romans, for us not to, how does it go? We read that for just a moment there. Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. I'll have to go to the first of it. Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we might prove what is that good and perfect will of God. There's people that are conforming to the world, and I'm not just necessarily talking about worldliness that we have known down through the years and heard preached. That's one phase of it, but there is another phase that people are conforming to today of the world that's changing lifestyles, patterns of life, those things that God's Word teaches against. Do you know that that's bringing a variance? We were talking this morning in our Sunday school lesson about there being a variance or a difference between the people of God and saints of God and Paul's teachings there and those that are in the world, following the ways of the world, condoning the things of the world, and having the world in their hearts and in their lives and letting those things set them at variance with the people of God. That our life, as it was said this morning, that our life might live judgment or be judgment against the people of the world. And because of the difference in the lifestyles of the world, and the pattern of life and godly living and holy living that the Bible has set up, it is bringing opposition to Christianity, to true Christianity. And people, there is a growing variance, however you want to say it, of a sector of the world against the people of God. There's opposition growing. There's an intolerance growing in the world today. And I'm not here as a prophet. But when you hear it spoken of distinctly by those in different areas of life that are seeing these things, and then you can feel it. You can feel the spirit of that. Of that change and decay. You see it, you can feel it, and you can feel the opposing powers coming from that against the saints of God. Beloved, we don't want to change. Lord, help us to have that vision that God would have us to have today. And the Word said, and the wise man Solomon said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But God is counting on us today to hold fast and to hold true. And be not moved away from the traditions of the Word, or the traditions that we've been taught, for the traditions that have been lifted up before us. But I'm thinking about the Word today, the Word of God that God has set forth. We have a responsibility, saints of God, today, to hold fast. God's Word is never going to change. I believe it was over in Amos, the 7th chapter of Amos, The prophet said this, speaking of the Lord, giving him a revelation and understanding. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. What is that plumb line? That's God's word of truth. That's His standard.
Amen.
A standard of truth that God has set before us to follow. God's not going to change His plan for us today. God's not changing. God is not going to change His plan to condone the whims and the whams and the philosophies and the ideas and the lifestyles that people today are beginning to drift into and follow. But I thank God today for that beautiful way, for that straight way, for that narrow way, for that lifestyle that God has set before us, that if we will follow it, there will be a blessing in life. There will be an approval from God on us. There will be something that God will show us as a token. We're talking about a token this morning. That will be to us a token, and much more than a token, but a wide wealth, a great wealth of spiritual prosperity and blessings from God as we follow that plumb line today. And not deviate from that. It's easy to deviate, is it not? We can see down through the years what's happened through too many people and through our nation, to a world. But we should not be surprised about this, as was in the reading this morning, or in that area in Thessalonians, where the Apostle Paul, in 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter, where the Apostle Paul was admonishing them and instructing them, in the third verse of the second chapter, said, let no man deceive you, or should I say, change you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I'm thinking about that falling away. How easy it is to deviate from the pattern. Will you accept my thoughts this morning and my burden? God's counting on His children not to change, but to hold fast. Stand fast. Stand firm. There is a falling away. And the scripture that Brother Dick even mentioned this morning, the seventh verse of that same chapter, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work and is working now. It had begun to work in Paul's day. He saw a tendency to deviate from God's word and for people to accept lifestyles that were drifting in and coming in from other areas, from paganism. There's been a lot of other isms slipped in. Has changed the lifestyle of people. Socialisms. Humanisms. What else could we say? Many things. But God is counting on us today, saints of God, to hold. Hold this in reverence. Hold this something precious. Hold that line that God has set before us. Not be given to change, but in the positive direction toward the Lord. Young folks, young parents, it's easy to, in time, accept lifestyles that's just a little off to the edge over here some way. And there would be tendencies with the influence that the world has today. I hope you bear with me today. We see too many changes. God's going to have a people that will stand true. Regardless of what the opposition or the tribulations or the trials that we may face from that that's coming against the saints of God. And I'm talking about true Christianity. May the Lord help us each one to get a vision and to understand that we must take the stand today in our heart and let the convictions of our heart and of our mind be as God has set forth in His Word. See sin exceedingly sinful. See the ways that the world, and what I mean, I'm saying worldliness in its whole content. The way the world's going, the spirit of the world, the way it's dealing, the way the mystery of iniquity is working in the hearts and lives of individuals. Today it's only through the power of God and the ability that God will give us by getting in and holding fast to this line of God's salvation and truth and through His grace and by the power of the Spirit that we'll be able to stand in the good way. And that's what the Lord has said in Jeremiah when He said over there in the 6th chapter of Jeremiah, I believe is it Jeremiah? Yes. Where He said, seek out the old paths. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask the old paths, wherein is the good way. I thank the Lord today for the good way. Amen. For the good life that we have as children of God. For that good way, that pathway of the just that is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Beloved, one of the writers said, Lord, I and I know we've heard the truth. The truth has been preached here. The truth has been preached in this area. In all the areas of the saints. The saints have congregations for years, as far back as I can remember. But may I say this, in all love and due respect, for us all, we must hold that same line and that pattern of truth constant and consistent today. God's depending on us. May the Lord help us today, beloved. Change and decay in all around I see. God doesn't change. And He doesn't want us to change either. But because the mystery of iniquity is working, we find that many are changing. Why? They're changing with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they may be saved. It takes a love for the truth, beloved, to hold us in those old paths. To keep us. And Jesus said, if you continue in My Word, ye are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Right. It's following that truth with a love for that truth in our hearts that's going to keep us free, saints. Keep us free from all this. This isn't anything new today. But I just want to reiterate something that I see we all need to be aware of today. It's easy to deviate just a little bit. It's easy to accept a few little things over here in lifestyle because that's the time we're living in. God wants us to see sin exceedingly sinful and hold that with convictions in our heart and in our life. Lift up that standard with our life. hold it fast. That's what's going to bring judgment. That's what's bringing judgment against people. That's why they are opposing Christianity today. And true Christianity, they're going to oppose more. Because when we take our stand, that's reflecting against them. When we lift up a standard of holiness and truth and faith and trusting in God, that reflects against them. But God's counting on us today, saints. God's counting on us to be true. To be steadfast. To be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is what Paul's instructions are. Let's turn to Colossians just a moment. In the second chapter. Paul said this. In the fourth verse. We'll read a few scriptures here. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. There's a lot of influencing today. A lot of things that are being projected. A lot of philosophies. A lot of ideologies today. Some on the right hand and some on the left hand. That's going forth. That would affect us and influence us if we would consider it and listen to it and then give vent to it in our life. But I'm thankful where God said through the prophets, when ye would turn to the right hand or to the left, that there would be a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Change and decay is all around, we see. But God is counting on us to be rooted and grounded in the truth. Paul said, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ Jesus. Keep it firm. Keep it steadfast. Not only in the faith of trusting with a confidence and a faith in God, but in the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Earnestly contending for that faith which was once delivered to the saints, as Jude exhorts us to. All right. And as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Don't be given by change. Don't be influenced. Don't be swayed. Don't be moved. But hold steadfast. As ye have therefore received Jesus, or Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith. That's that faith that was once delivered to the saints, that Jude speaks to us about. As ye have been taught, and I want to emphasize a few of these scriptures. And we want to be teachable children yet. But I'm thankful that we have been taught. Yes. Praise the Lord. The truth. And we want to walk in that and hold fast as we have been taught. Oh, I thank the Lord for our teachers that have been set before us. Yes. I say that with respect and love to all of them. Our teachers that have taught us. Yet there are some other teachers, too, that won't be hid in the corner. You remember what the prophet said about that? Bread of adversities and the water of affliction. Well, we kind of shy away from those things. But listen, that's what we were talking about this morning. That's going to keep us, make us what God would have us to be. Keep us in that straight and narrow way. Don't think that your teachers are going to be set over in the corner, because thy eyes will see thy teachers. And that's where it said, when you would turn to the right hand or to the left, there would be the word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in. Amen. Are we willing to accept tribulations and trials and persecutions because we stand for a faith and we stand for a standard that God has set forth, not that man has set forth? Do we love it enough to hold fast to it and stand by? Children today, young folks today, I trust that the Lord will help you to see and understand that all these old patriarchs down through the years, they had something in their mind and in their heart. They had a vision of God and what God stood for and of His ways that He has set forth for His people to follow. And that's the good way. That's the old paths. That's those paths where the blessings of the Lord will be. And it's the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich. And He added no sorrow to it. But I'm going to tell you something. What did the wise man say? Meddle not with them that give the change. What's going to happen to them? What did he say? Somebody read that for me again over there. Where he said, "For their calamities arise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both?" The way of the transgressor is hard. Oh, but let me tell you something today, saints of God, young folks, young parents, children coming on. Observe the saints. Watch them. I'm talking about saints now. See how they live. Line it up with the Word. We have troubles. We have trials. We're going to have persecutions. Who was it, Brother Dahl mentioned about the... Was it you mentioned about the martyrs? Someone. Pardon? Someone mentioned about it. Sorry. I don't know that we'll ever face that. But count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, trials, tests, problems. They that live godly shall suffer persecutions. Saints of God, be ready for it. What are you trying to tell us today? There's variance between the two styles, between the two lifestyles now. You've got one sector that's coming up strong, and they're pressing hard against what is truth and what is right and the right way to go. But thank the Lord today, God's got a people that's going to hold firm, and that's where the Lord's going to be. And the blessings of the Lord's going to be with them that'll hold fast. All right? Beware lest any man, back in Colossians, the second chapter, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments or the elements of the world. And those elements are coming strong now. We like to get inside when the elements, like the hurricane was beating hard and the rain and the winds were blowing. What does that song say? No, never alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing. Temptation, sharp and keen. I don't know if any of us are tempted to go. I'm not tempted to go that way with those lifestyles. But there's temptations that we will have because of iniquity that are abounding. The love of many shall wax cold. This is what we have to stand against and for. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptations sharp and keen, but I have a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. What's the rest of it? Somebody help. He stands to shield me from danger. When earthly friends are gone, no matter who turns against you, thank the Lord, the saints are not going to turn against you. That's my people. That's your people. That's the people of God.
Yes.
When one suffers, we all suffer. And one needs help, we all get in and help each other and pray for one another. That's a good life. That's a good way. Praise the Lord. That's the only way for us to go today, beloved. God's counting on us. God's blessings are there. He stands to shield me from danger when earthly friends are gone. He promised never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments, or my margin in my Bible says, elements of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision not made or made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. We see what's happening today in the world. What is it? Even when the odds are against those that are following the lifestyles they are, it's because of the lusts of the flesh and the power that's driving them to those lifestyles, even knowing what the odds are and results is going to be, ultimate results in the end, yet they'll follow on. But I thank the Lord today we know what our life is going to be. I'm thankful that we can have that peace and that joy and that tranquility and that happiness and that assurance in our heart today. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. And He goes on to say here, in the 18th verse of that same chapter, I believe, or maybe that's all in that particular chapter that we wanted to bring forth. But beloved, let us hold fast. This is my exhortation today. Hold fast. The Apostle Paul made mention of holding fast to the traditions. Maybe that's where this was. Yes, in the 15th verse of the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. And then the Apostle Paul challenged the Hebrews over in the third chapter of Hebrews, the 6th verse. But Christ is a son over His own house. Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? 12th verse, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Beloved, God's counting on us to stand fast, to hold fast to His Word, sound words. Hold fast our faith in God. Don't waver, no matter what the situation might be. Be it persecutions, be it trials and tests, problems, situations. David of old said, we went through fire, we went through water, but Thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Stand fast. Hold fast. Be not swayed, be not changed, but exhort one another today, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Are we untouchable? What did Jesus say? What was the challenge that He said? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Another place He said, what I say unto all, I say unto all, watch. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And remember, the mystery of iniquity is already and is working overtime today. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Keep our heart open to the Lord with a willingness in our heart O Lord, by the help and grace of God, I'm going to hold fast to the truth. I'm going to walk in that good way. I'm going to keep it before me, and I'm going to follow after our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember, he that continueth in my word, Jesus said, are my disciples, and indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Folks, we're going to have to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled in the yoke of bondage that's working to bind people up today. May we be encouraged. Hold fast our confidence in God. Stand fast at any cost. God is counting on us to be the example of the believers. May the Lord challenge our hearts. There's a blessing. God's blessing. The things of the world are obnoxious to a true Christian. It turns you away. May the Lord help us today to be turned so far away from those things that we'll have only one thing in our heart and in our mind, and that's to follow the Lord and be what He would have us to be. And God will dwell in our midst and be with us individually. If ye be with me, I'll be with you. But if you forsake me, I'll forsake you. We want the Lord to abide with us. Swift to its close, ebbed out life's little day. Earth joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay, and all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still, if thou abide with me. You pray for me. May this be a little challenge to our heart today. As I said in the beginning, this is what the Lord's laid on my heart today. Accept it. Be challenged by it. May the Lord bless our souls. We're in changing times. We need a vision of truth like we've never had it before. A vision of God's way. The way of life is above to the wise that they might depart from hell beneath. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am the light of God. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. You pray for me.